good sister. Better praise it away. Folks, if we're breathing, we need to be praising the Lord. Now, with everything that hath breath, praise ye the Lord. Amen. Got your Bible? Turn with me. I'm going to read one verse of Scripture. And then probably referring to some other verses also. Found in 1 Corinthians chapter number 15. First Corinthians 15 and verse number 19. 1 Corinthians 15, verse number 19. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. Let's read it one more time. If in this life only we have hope in Christ, we're of all men most miserable. I'm going to try to share with you with the help of the Lord this morning why I'm not most miserable. Why we as Christians, as a church, should not be most miserable. I want to thank God. Nothing I've done or said, but I'm not miserable. And that's what I want to try to share with you this morning. We don't have to be. You don't have to be. I don't have to be. Thank God for all the singing. Special and all. Goes right along what I believe God got us to say this morning. Father, bless this word to our hearts this morning. Quicken it. It may come alive. Help us to see and share that you'd have us to share this morning. Without you, we can do nothing. We total dependence upon you. We ask for your breath to breathe upon us as you already have here this morning. Oh, Spirit of God, breathe on our hearts and meet every need, in every heart and every life, whether it be spiritually, physically, whatever it may, the need may be here this morning. Meet it, Father, we do pray. We know that you said your word wouldn't return void and go forth and accomplish that that's pleasing to you. Now, oh, Father, you've laid this on our hearts this morning. There's something for someone that would help us this morning. All of us, we do pray. In Jesus' sweet name, amen and amen. Well, we find a lot of in this very chapter why we're not most men miserable. Now, I always like to look up in the dictionary. I know someone say that this could have been translated pitiful, but it would be pitiful, wouldn't it, if we didn't have any hope beyond this life. But also, we could be pitied because we'd be believing something wasn't so, but I want to say, you can just forget that. It is so. And so we don't have to worry about that. So like I heard my daddy tell a fella one time, he said, well, you didn't believe in heaven, didn't believe in hell, didn't even believe in God. He said, well, I can tell you one thing. He said, if you right, I'm as good off as you are. Of course, he knew as good as we do. He wasn't right. He said, if I'm right and you're wrong, said, you're in trouble, buddy. And that's so. You're in deep trouble, and it is so. God's real, heaven's real, hell's real. Eternity is so. You can look around. When the Bible says upon a man wants to die, and after death of judgment, people say, don't believe in the judgment. Well, do you believe anybody died in the last all these thousands of years? You look around, this country is full of graveyards. Everywhere you turn, we are here for a season. It's upon them man wants to die. After death, the judgment. Don't believe in judgment, but you can't deny death. Well, you can't deny the judgment either, because we all must come before the Creator, our Heavenly Father, to give account, even us as Christians, even the judgment seat of Christ for the deeds done in this body. Those outside of Christ will be called to that great white throne. Yes, it sure is. We're sitting here this morning. But I want to get back to this text now. He says, if we have hope in this life only, we have most men miserable. And so when I look at this chapter and I begin to see One of the first things I'd say, like to say this morning, reason I'm not miserable, most miserable is this. In fact, look at verse number 1. Moreover, brethren, I decline you the gospel, which I preached unto you, us also have received, and wherein you stand. And so listen, I'm not a miserable. Why? Number one, first reason, because of the gospel. The Bible said in Romans 1:16, the gospel's the power of God unto salvation unto him that believeth. And you know what? Jew first and also to the Gentile. And so listen, I'm not ashamed of the gospel, and I'm not miserable this morning because of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Listen, because it's the power of God unto salvation, and it brings this wonderful salvation. Listen, it did something for us. Hallelujah. And so this gospel is a wonderful thing. It saves us from our sin, don't it? Amen. Listen, it sure does. And matter of fact, another reason, listen, that I'm not, listen, miserable this morning, because of the resurrection. Amen. Listen, what about a resurrection? You know what the Bible said, don't you? If Jesus didn't rise and the dead don't rise, then we hid in our sins. Yeah. He took him sin, listen, on the cross and buried him in his own body. They buried him in a tomb and God got him up. Thank God for the resurrection. It's because of the resurrection, and it's part of the gospel. The death, the burial, and the resurrection of our Lord Jesus Christ is part of the gospel. That's one reason I'm thank God. Listen, they're not miserable this morning. Hallelujah. Listen, because he said if he died for my sins and he rose again, then them sins are gone. Thank God. They gone. But he said if he be not risen from the dead, he said our faith is vain. It's all in this chapter. He said our faith is vain. Well, you in our sins. That's what he said. If you hadn't risen from the dead, but he's alive, thank God. And therefore, we can live because of him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You know, a lot of times people think about, well, they always like to be first, and the first in everything. But I want to tell you, I found a few things in the Bible. Sure, I want to be in the first resurrection, not the second one. But Brother Donnie, some other things I begin to look at. Hey, some things, the second's better. Yes, it is. You look in the scripture, you'll find, listen, the first Adam, what did he do? He sold us out. What did the second Adam do? Or the last Adam do? Listen, the second Adam, the last Adam, is better than the first Adam. Yes, he is. Thank God. He come to bear our sins and carry them on this and bore them on this in his own body on that tree. And so some second things are better than the first. It makes me glory to God to say, I'm not miserable. Somebody said, I just born that way. I was too the first time. That's the reason the second birth is better than the first birth. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, it sure is. I'm born the first time of the flesh. I'm born the second time of the spirit. It's better, far better than the first birth. I inherited the old Adamic nature. This is the first time. Thank God I got a new nature now. Oh, glory to God. It's a new life. It's real. It's wonderful. It's marvelous. It's glorious. And so the second birth is better than the first. That's one reason I'm not miserable. Oh, you think some people are so... We live in the most miserable time he's ever been. Ill, miserable. Looked up that word miserable. It means sad and unhappy. That's what Webster Dictionary says. Sad and unhappy. Well, honey, you got something to be happy about. You got something to be joyful about. You don't have to be sad. You don't have to be unhappy. That devil tried to jump on the ride with me a while one time after my son died. He said, you'll never get over this. You won't never be joy no more. You'll never be happy no more. I finally had to do him similar to the way that other preacher did. Devil, you a liar. Devil, you just trying to torment somebody. You don't have to be deceived. You don't have to be, listen, discouraged. You don't have to be sad. You don't have to be miserable. God give God something better for you. better for you. Hey, you ain't even got to be miserable. Sister back in pain, and that's miserable, ain't it? Guess what, Miss John? Second body's going to be better than the first. Woo! Glory to God. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know about you, but ever since I'm down, and thank God I've got back up, you know what? I thought about it a lot of times. Hey, I won't always be in this body. I have to be real even careful when I walk. Don't take nothing much to stumble me. But always one day, I'll have a new body. So the second body is better than the first body. Hallelujah. Won't get sick no more. Won't be in pain no more. And guess what? You ladies won't need no more makeup. Huh? You won't have to. I used to get Carol sometimes. She didn't have to wear much. And I'm not preaching against makeup. Don't get me wrong. Somebody said we need it sometimes. We do too, but we don't use it. I said that to say this. Huh? I told my wife one time, I said, why y'all put it on and go in the daytime and you go and wash it all off when you get home with your husband? Is that right? Yeah. Doesn't hurt it, ain't it? I ain't the only one, am I? But you know what? We'll have a new body. Second body. That's one reason. You feel miserable shut up in this? Sometimes this old body is weak. Sometimes it's in pain. Sometimes it seems like it hinders us. But listen, that second body, it's going to be better. Yes, it will. What a glorious thought. Hallelujah. You know what? I know it's when I get to preaching, I get ahead of myself. There was another verse over there just come to me. Paul said, I believe it's verse number 10. He said, I am what I am by the grace of God. You know one reason I'm not miserable? Look at that verse. Yeah, that's it. We got to be as I am what I am. I can't preach like that preacher. He at night I can preach. All these others preach for they can preach. I can't preach like they do. God said, "Me be me." Brother Donnie's got to be Brother Donnie. You got to be you. And what gets us in trouble sometimes? We won't be somebody else. But you know what? Sometimes you see a preacher, different one preaching, you say, whoa. But you know what? God's got you. You ever thought about the me and not me and billions of people this earth, ain't it? I don't know how many, 6-7 million probably. But you know what? Ain't nobody else like you. And Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. And you know one reason I'm not miserable? I just won't be me. I just be me. You know how you can, one of these help you from being miserable? Just be yourself. That's right. Don't put on. Don't play. Don't try to be something you're not. Just be yourself. That's what I try to do every day. No matter if I got a white shirt on or a work shirt on. No matter where I am, what place I'm, try to be myself. Paul said, I am what I am. God called Paul to be an apostle. Do you think Paul sought to do that on himself? Not at all. He was persecuting the church. Persecuting Christians. In fact, he's on the way to, was it Damascus? Somewhere. He was hauling them in. He was there when they witnessed Stephen's death. They laid clothes at his feet. Isn't that amazing? Who'd ever thought Paul would be what he was? Hey. Just be yourself. Let God use you. Let God, you said God can't use me. He can. I got to tell you, when you think about all him in the Bible he used. Who'd ever thought he'd use somebody? I never would have thought. You'd have thought he'd use Paul? The apostle, I mean Saul? Change the name to Paul? Old Saul? You thought he'd have? No, he wouldn't have thought. God can use you. He can use me. But you got to be you. God made you. Be yourself. Be who you are. And you won't have to be miserable. Just be yourself. I'm not somebody else. I'm just myself. That's all I can be. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. And so that's another reason. Don't have to be miserable. Don't have to be sad. I'll tell you a good thing to be. It's what God laid on my heart a long time ago. You've heard, probably heard me say it. Number one, I don't think I'm better than nobody. God laid that on my heart. Number two, I don't think nobody's better than I am. Amen. It don't matter to me. This old fella said he can talk to them, whoever they are. No matter if he's the richest person or if he's the poorest person. Listen, I'm with him, brother, in the Lord. Just won't be myself. Paul said, I am. And you what you are by the grace of God. I am what I am by the grace of God. You don't have to feel inferior to anybody. And you don't have to feel superior to anybody. Hey, we're on the same playing field. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why I'm going to tell you something. You as important in God's eyes as anybody in this world. Tell you what an old preacher told a young preacher one time. He said, he was talking to it and said, I wish I had a big church. He said, son, how many you got? He said, we run about 100. You know what he told him? He says, tell you something. That'd be more than you want to give count the day of judgment for. So we may be a little flock, but God's going to hold me accountable. God's going to hold you accountable also. Because you're part of the church. Hey? It's not the mount. And not, listen. It's not the size. I'm going to tell you, not the number. But it's how we walk with God. It's not only much as what we grow. We want to grow in number. Don't get me wrong. We want to fill this place up for His glory. But we want to grow in knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And grow in grace and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ, our wonderful Savior. And so just be us. Be yourself. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. You can rejoice in the Lord. I am what I am. I'm what you made me, God. And what are you conforming me to? And you know what He's conforming us to? To His Son. We all to be like Him. Be like our Lord Jesus Christ, our wonderful Savior. Be like Him. He's conforming us to that, shaping us and molding us. And so what? Second body is going to be better than this old body. Why? We're going to be fashioned this old vile body. Amen. It's going to be fashioned like unto His glorious body. And when we see Him, we're going to see Him as He is, because we're going to be what? Like Him. Hallelujah. And so, all the different places God's got us, whatever He's got you doing, wherever you're living, wherever you're working, just remember, God's got a plan and a place for your life. Yes, He has. And He wants you in it. And He wants you to fulfill it. Whatever it is, for His glory. And so listen, I'm not miserable this morning because of the gospel. No way. I'm not miserable. Why? Because I'm going to have a new body one day. Sure, mine not back to completely normal. Many of you may have some ailments. You may have some afflictions. You may have some different things. But listen, hey, we don't have to be miserable. Even shut up in this old house of clay. One day, we'll be released and have a new body. Hallelujah. Well, that's not all. Just a little bit more. I just thought of something. Hey, that's not all. We're going to have a new country. New city. The second one's better than this one. Somebody said the United States is a good place to live. Probably the best place. All the things are wrong in the world will still live. But she's headed downhill, I'm afraid. But we're looking for a better country. It'll be better. So I'm not miserable. Hey, for whatever may come, may go in this country. We're looking for a city whose builder and maker is God. Hallelujah. You know what it said in the book of Hebrews? Them folks have been mindful. They've gone back. They're looking for a city. How come we sang it? Looking for a city. Hallelujah. Looking for a city. We're looking for one better than this. Sometimes people will move trying to find a better place to live. Sometimes, nothing wrong going on vacation. Sometimes we'll try to run to get where we can feel better. Well, I always reminded what the little colored maid said. She's talking to somebody. She told her boss lady, lady of the house, they were talking about. They just had to get away from him and go somewhere. She says, "Ma'am, the problem is you got to take yourself with you." So you can't run from yourself. That's all I get. It's no secret what God can do. What he's done for others, he can do for you. You can't run and hide. You can't hide from your problems. You can't hide from your circumstances or your situations. But you got a God that can help. And he will. And he can. I'm not sad. I'm not discouraged. Listen, I'm not miserable. Even when we're in pain. And we all have some afflictions and heartaches. Many of the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth them out of them all. Last of all, I'm not miserable because I know my sins in the depths of the sea. Hallelujah. You know what I was thinking? Some people are always trying to dig them up. But you know what? Let me share something with you. Here's what I believe. I believe God took our sins and cast them in the depths of the sea. Never remember them no more. And you know what else I believe? Hallelujah. He took his red crimson blood and wrote up a sign and he said, "No fishing." So you might as well forget going fishing. You can't get deep enough to find them. They gone. Gone. Hallelujah. I'm not miserable. Why? My sins are gone. Hallelujah. Woo! Glory to God. Devil said, "Worry, you can't get to them, devil." No, they gone. And if you're here this morning, they're not gone from your life. They can be. It can be. And you don't have to be sad. The devil comes try to remind you of your past life. Something might have been 40, 50 years ago. That's what you're talking about. But you know what? I'm glad Jesus took them away. He didn't come to remind us. I was reading over in, I believe it's Corinthians 2. Where he's talking about such were some of you. What did he say, Brother Donnie? We've been what? Washed. And what we get washed in? The blood. The blood. Such were some of you. You know what? You never get cleansed till you get honest with God. honest with God. You can't wash his own sins away. Water won't do it. I can baptize you over and over. He won't wash your sins away. That's just saying that we've been, have been. That's testifying to the world of the death, the burial, and the resurrection. Not only of the Lord Jesus Christ, but our dead to sin, alive unto him, resurrected to a new life. But it has to be a work of grace and a work. That's what Paul's talking about when he said, by the grace of God, I am what I am. You what you are. If your sins are gone, it's the grace of God. It's the mercy of God. Hey, you don't have to worry. You don't have to fret. And you don't have to be miserable. And so that's just a few things. Could name any more why I'm not miserable. I'm not sad. Amen. No matter what comes, what goes, what you may have to face, or I had to face, God's still there to help us. Isn't he? He's there to help us, strengthen us on our journey. Would you stand with me? While they come, we'll sing a song. The Lord is real.